This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The family of Minneapolis police victim George Floyd visited U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House Tuesday on the anniversary of the day Floyd died after police officer Derek Chauvin held his knee to Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. The family was with the president to discuss a police reform bill that Mr. Biden had tried unsuccessfully to get passed before Tuesday's anniversary. After meeting for more than an hour with the president and with Vice President Kamala Harris, the family members and their attorney, Benjamin Crump, told reporters the president is still committed to passing a police reform law. The bill currently in discussion seeks to ban the use of chokeholds, impose restrictions on deadly force, and make it easier to prosecute officers for wrongdoing. In a joint statement released a day ahead of Syria's national elections, some Western countries are denouncing the poll, saying it will be neither free nor fair. President Bashar Assad, in power since 2000, is seeking a fourth 7-year term in office. He's competing with two obscure candidates in an election that he's widely expected to win. A statement released Tuesday by the foreign ministers of France, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the United States reads, quote, "For an election to be credible, all Syrians should be allowed to participate, including internally displaced Syrians, refugees, and members of the diaspora, in a safe and neutral environment." Without those elements, the statement said, the election will not represent any progress toward a political settlement. The statement went on to call such results fraudulent. The statement urges the international community to reject what they said is Assad's bid to remain in power. This is VOA News.